Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The storied career of Indiana basketball player Tyra Buss continues with a new chapter this week as she's been invited to training camp with the Connecticut Sun of the WNBA. Their head coach is Kurt Miller. And if that name sounds familiar to Indiana basketball fans, well, Kurt Miller was the head coach who recruited Tyra to come to Indiana University. She'll have a chance to compete against the best in her sport and have a chance, perhaps, to make the roster for the upcoming season. Buss ended her career as a Hoosier as one of the most decorated in Indiana history. She was a two-time WBCA All-American Honorable Mention and three-time Big Ten All-First Team selection. She's the leading scorer and holds a total of 7 school records, including steals, assists, free throws made, three-pointers made, and points per game. Her 2,364 points are the most in women's basketball history and the most by a lot. The Hoosiers will have to move on without their all-time leading scorer, but they know their opponents they'll have to face in the 2018-19 season as the Big Ten released the women's basketball opponents last week. The Hoosiers at home will face Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, and Penn State, on the road at Illinois, Nebraska, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. Those are the one-play games. The 18-game season will see them home and away with Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, Rutgers, and of course Purdue. Get that rivalry game. Both the men and the women next year will play Purdue twice, home and home. Speaking of hoops, Dave and Glass in the Zone tonight. We'll talk Pacers and Cavs, Game 5 from the Quicken Loans Center in Cleveland. The winner will have a 3-2 series lead coming back to Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Friday night. Plus, the NFL draft is Thursday. We'll give you our thoughts on what the Colts should do. Reds on the radio at 6:35. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana softball program of Shonda Stanton is off to a flying start in Big Ten play. The Hoosiers are 13-2 and are just a half game behind Michigan for first place in the Big Ten. They've got a big road trip tonight as they head to Purdue for a doubleheader. The good news for softball fans, you can watch all this on the Big Ten Network. Indiana is 13-2 and has a chance to win the Big Ten for the first time in some time. And the Hoosiers are doing it in the field, at the dish, and in the circle as well. For the second time this season, junior Tara Traynor and freshman Maddie Westmoreland earned 3 weekly Big Ten honors. Traynor, she was named the co-pitcher of the week, while Westmoreland was named the Big Ten player and freshman of the week. In 4 appearances last week, Traynor ended the week with a 3-1 record. She had 21 strikeouts in her 3 starts and 17 innings pitched total in the 4 games. Against Penn State, Traynor pitched a pair of shutouts and also picked up her second career no-hitter on Sunday in an 8-0 victory. And for the 4th time in 5 series this season, Indiana swept their opponent as they took all 3 from Penn State, outscoring them 20-1. Westmoreland covered the player and freshman of the week, batting .636 and slugging .1182 on the week. She racked out 11 RBIs, 9 of those against Penn State, where she hit .857. She knocked 2 over the fence and scored 3 runs against the Nittany Lions and leads the Hoosiers with 9 home runs and 47 RBIs, tied for the 2nd most in Big Ten play. If that's not enough, her 47 RBIs, the most ever for an IU freshman and the 3rd most in a single season. It's a big week for softball. Doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock tonight in West Lafayette. League leaders Michigan in town on the weekend. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.